Sometimes the iPad goes to sleep, and when it wakes up, the microphone has stopped working. I don't know. Anyway, this is that station that's been playing that song, this song nonstop since, I guess, Friday night or something. But they're in the middle of changing formats, so they're still announcing themselves as a Spanish language station. They have to do their FCC, government-mandated IDs. But at some point they are relaunching as some bullshit urban pop station. Because that's really what people are after. Pitbull. What, they put up a Facebook page already for the new station, and it's pictures of artists, which is always my favorite thing when radio stations have to use photos or here are some artists that we play. It's Pitbull, Eminem, Nicki Minaj. Also, FM radio sounds like fucking garbage. This station is supposed to be there. They're on two frequencies. This one is supposed to be the one that's closer to me, and it sounds, you can't even fucking hear. They let the, I'm not sure what happened, but it's the spectrum get too clogged up with other signals and stuff that nothing sounds good. It seems like that you used to be able to just have a shitty portable radio with an antenna and fucking listen to FM radio and it was fine. But I don't know, that's, my old car was terrible at getting radio, but I didn't really care. I guess I still don't really care, but it was even worse than this. And I thought, if I get a new car, I changed the radio out and stuff. So I figured that at some point the antenna connection would come loose and really, who cares? So I thought, I'll get a new car and then the radio reception will be better. And that'll be, I'm not going to say good, but, hey, that's cool. Bonus. Further away? I'm guessing not. Because this is a different station. That's why they must be on two frequencies, because 105.7 is taken up by this fucking butt rock. This song sort of sucks. So I'm going to go... I'm going to stay right here. Oh, man. What's up, new dog?
New dog!
New dog! Hi, new dog.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
New dog.
Hi, chat.
Okay. Finally backed out of your driveway without
running over the side.
Over the side here.
Well, it's because you always worry. Everybody always worries about the pole, but I never get.
I'll find a way to hit
the
pole.
Oh, shit, I had, I'll give you your mic.
Oh, the microphone? Oh, yeah. Get it signed.
Yep.
How'd that all go? I watched the video.
Oh, it was good. The hard thing with those is, the only way to do them right that I've seen, I tried it a couple different ways. I tried, like, doing all the action without sound, and then, you know, trying to narrate over top of it, but it just comes off really
you forget what you're
and it's impossible to do everything perfect over 12 straight minutes.
Yeah.
So you'd rather have it like I could actually get it down to 8 minutes if I did it that way. But the problem is you can't sit and talk during the the parts that you need to talk. So it just makes it hard because you have to shoot it. You kind of have to shoot it all in one take.
Yep. Let the world see that you frequently capitalize the second letter of capitalized words.
Yeah. That, though, is explained by the horrible situation in which I had everything set up.
Ah.
Because that mic is so big and you have to be so goddamn close to it
that
I had to actually, because I have to type. I had to put
the keyboard the microphone.
In front of the microphone, look over the face of the microphone at my monitor, and then try to type. So, yes, my typing skills were not the best. In fact, there were many a video where I just started, and I was like, hey, hi, I'm going to do that. Oh, fuck, I misspelled the mic. Log in. And just go back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I have to use that mic also, is the mic, the keyboard behind it and stuff.
My other fun part that I like about that video is that I just decided that Rich Gallop's gonna be a shitty clown. It's like, oh, alright, I guess Rich wants this. I'll just change it.
Oh, wait, are they actually talking?
Talking.
Oh, it's a commercial. So this radio station started playing Nelly's Hot In Here
on Friday. I heard about that.
And they're changing formats. Like, they're playing Hot In Here because they're changing to, like, Hot 105.7 or whatever. So I figured it would be over by Monday morning. But they were playing it when I got in the car, so... I guess at some point they... realized that they were not making any money by not running ads.
Yeah. And so they put all the good ones on.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
It was okay. I played video games.
I played a little of Titanfall yesterday.
Yeah. What'd you think?
It's kind of weird. I need to put more hours in it. I got through the first half of the campaign.
Yeah.
The campaign just seems really weird.
It's not, yeah, it's not really a campaign.
I know, it's super strange. All the bot stuff is I don't know, I'm not sure if I like it or not. Like, part of me, like, I really like the combat. I think the combat in it's, like, pretty excellent. Like, it just feels really tight. I love all the movement, you know, but I kind of, you know, I'm sure it switches over time, but you kind of just get confused with your targets.
I came around with the Titans.
Is it once you start, like, upgrading them and stuff, or you just...
There's a little bit of that, but no, it's really just getting a better sense of what they're good at.
Yeah.
And also, like, I take the standard assault rifle with the Titan, so just because that makes it effective against shooting pilots, whereas, like, the rocket launcher and all other stuff, it's a little bit harder to hit guys that are, you know, jumping and running around and stuff. But, like, that's the thing, is you could just call in the Titan and let it be AI and let it kind of distract people while you get up on a rooftop and take people out. Like, the anti-Titan weapons that you have are super effective.
And
the AI stuff, it's almost like a weird MOBA farming thing.
Yeah.
Since you're knocking seconds off your next robot.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. It's just, it's just weird.
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of want the other bits of it more.
Right.
Like, I want the more traditional bits. It's like, oh, I get it. You added all this kind of stuff into it, and it's interesting. It's a kind of clever way to think of this stuff, but I really don't want to... I just want to do the good stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, fighting against other dudes while I'm wall jumping and, you know, using pistols that lock on. You know,
yeah, that thing's
all kinds of stuff like that.
Fun. Weird. Yeah, I don't know. It's for me, the AI stuff ended up kind of just working into this overall, like, weird action movie thing that eventually starts happening where, like, you're wall running to a rooftop, jumping down off the rooftop, kicking three AI guys in the face, jumping on another rooftop, shooting three human players, and, you know, and moving forward. Like, it ends up just, it creates a flow to the action that makes it so it's less about, like, I'm going to stand here and look for people.
But don't you think that might have happened if, like, there were just more people in the game?
No, because they wouldn't be standing still, so you'd have, like, less of an opportunity to do cool shit to them, and also they have to build those maps in a way that if everyone has a robot, it still works.
Yeah.
So if there are more than 12 people on those maps, it'd be terrible.
Yeah. But that's kind of... the weird bit of it was like, oh, okay, I get the, you know, the Call of Duty style stuff out of it. And it's like I almost just kind of wanted Call of Duty with those, with that world and with that stuff and the movement. Does the sort of gun upgrading and all that kind of stuff go pretty deep? Or
no.
I mean, no, yeah, because it seemed like...
One of my biggest problems with that game is that there's just an overall lack of gear.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you level up really quickly, so, I mean, there's enough gear for the levels, but, you know, they're... Like, I feel like some of the weapons aren't necessarily viable in that style of game because of the way it moves.
You mean like a sniper?
Yeah. And then, you know, they've got, like, one assault rifle, one three-round burst rifle, one single shot, two sniper rifles, two SMGs, a shotgun, know, the LMG was all right. But, like, it's the thing, like, if you think about what those weapons are designed to do, like, players are not resilient, so you don't need to put a lot of bullets into them. You just need something that's accurate at range. So, like, the LMG throws a lot of bullets out there, but it's less accurate than the default assault rifle. So, and the default assault rifle is accurate enough that you can hit guys from, you know, three quarters away across the map. You don't need a sniper rifle.
That's true.
So they've made a lot of the weapons kind of obsolete along the way, and it's just sort of like, well, I mean, it's cool that they're here, but, like, I felt like by level 20 or so, I had, like, pretty much my custom class dialed in, you know? Like, this is what I want to do. And it's how I play all those games, honestly, like, the same types of weapons and stuff. It's just that...
So, assault rifle, what's your loadout?
Assault rifle, like, the single-shot pistol, because I can pull that trigger fast enough on my own. The automatic pistol's less accurate. With the extended mag on it, the hollow sight. I switched back and forth between regular grenades and arc grenades. I feel like I was killing more stuff with arc grenades, weirdly enough. Stim instead of cloak. The run. The run is just way better. Quick reload, which is something you unlock pretty late, which is nice. The mag launcher, which is the Titan weapon that shoots grenades. It shoots super fast, so it's fun to just get on a rooftop and just shoot five of them. But you want it to reload faster, so quick reload is good for that. I forget what I used on the other one. The other tier slot, like perk slot. And then for the Titan, I used the electric smoke instead of the shield, because when guys jump on you, you can just hit the smoke and kill them. The cluster missile. And I switched to the Strider, which is the light type.
Yeah, the
jazzy.
Little guy.
Yeah.
I started using that one last night because that's one of the first unlocks there. Yeah. And I definitely like that a whole lot better. I didn't like its default weapon, which is the circular...
Oh, the quad rockets or whatever. Yeah.
They're so, like, slow moving across the... But yeah, I like Titan seem to be okay. Look, just get in, get out of there real quick. Like, I think that was my problem with them. It was like, I'm in a big giant machine and I can just run into shit. And you're like, no, you're actually pretty weak.
Yeah.
In fact, you're almost weaker than you are on foot because everybody can see you.
Right.
I don't know. I guess part of me, having come from the battlefield side of things, I'm not super on board with the, hey, everybody can take out a Titan, everybody can do like that kind of stuff. Like, I kind of want some sort of class-based
stuff.
Want
something that seems like badass.
Well, yeah, it's just like, I want to be really good at taking out Titans, or I want to be really good at, you know, being a dude, you know. I need to play it a little bit more. The low number of people that need to be in there makes it kind of cool for, I'd imagine it'd be a good fun game to play with, like, a few buddies.
Right.
Because you could just wreck.
Yep.
You know? But yeah, it definitely seems like the, I think kind of like you said, it's the first game of a franchise.
Yeah.
It's got some interesting stuff, and I bet that second game is going to be amazing.
Yeah, like once they have actual time to iterate on it
and
do some stuff, it'll probably be pretty rad.
The engine's strange because it, you know, the game overall looks pretty good. It's got like good big space stuff, which I thought. And the level design in it's really, really well done. And then there are little bits of it that are super nice looking, but then there are parts where you're like, oh man, this looks like a really old engine.
Yeah.
You know, where especially the, obviously it's not made for it, but all the like facial like all the just actual person stuff.
Yep.
Is super like old. It's like looking back at an old like Raven software game from like 10 years ago.
Well, underneath all that stuff, it's Source.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know what they kept. I mean, they're. Anytime you mention Source, they want to say is, I mean, we changed like all of it.
Yeah.
It's barely Source. It's like, well, yeah. Like we only, you know, they only chose that so they could get up and running and start iterating really quickly and stuff. I just wonder like what, you know, what that limited them to in the long run. If there was stuff that they just like, well, like it's, we were able to be pretty agile and get up and running,
yeah.
but we can only take it this far.
Yeah, it was funny playing it, and then I remember somebody in the chat saying last week, they were like, hey, I like Brink. And I was like, this kind of reminds me of Brink.
Except Brink was kind of broken, and like class-based to a fault, maybe?
Had the small unit count.
Yeah.
Definitely had kind of the look and style a little bit.
Oh, they had their big dumb faces.
Yeah.
Their stupid looking face tech stuff that just looked gross. And it was all that just like super objective based. Like Frank was not a very good game.
The thing that I think's kind of neat in Titanfall is I actually really like the audio cue. Like, I like the, you're moving up on B. You know, like, that kind of stuff is actually really well done.
Yeah, like, they do it with something that gives it some kind of flavor.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's somebody actually watching what you're doing. You know, your Titan's coming. You know, it's that you're actually, they're basically faking a commander for you.
Yeah. Like, the stuff where, I mean, it's not always accurate.
Yeah.
But the stuff where it's like, you're outnumbered 3-1. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's probably bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, some good maps in that game. When I was kind of working through the last 6 or 7 levels, I started just playing Last Titan Standing. Because I felt like there was something I was just missing on the robot side of things.
Yeah.
And I got pretty good at staying alive. I got pretty good at, like, getting out of the way and
dashing.
Yeah. But, I still think the on-foot stuff is way more fun and just way more satisfying.
Yep.
You know, when you're just like, I'm on this rooftop and I'm blowing up these stupid robots.
Yeah. It's just fun to get those, like, wall jump connects.
Yep.
You're like, boop, boop, oh, I'm on the roof, and now I can take you out, you know?
Yeah, like when you do something like that and then it's like, here's this guy attempting to snipe and I'm going to break his stupid neck.
Yeah.
Like, that's, that's great. I also just love that there's a knife in that game, but they only use it to hack.
Yeah.
It's not, no one gets stabbed with that knife. It's like either you're breaking someone's neck or kicking them in their stupid face.
So that's the deal, right? I'm supposed to go to those little wall robots and hack them?
Yeah, you can hack Spectres. Any Spectre, you just run up to it and hold X on a controller.
Which is the melee attack?
No, it's reload.
Okay, it's reload?
And it'll switch sides, but those things are so useless anyway, like, who cares? Like, they'll kind of follow you around, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Because you'll turn around and go, like, I've got, like, a robot posse following me around, and I'm in this big robot, and that's real dumb. And then there are turrets on the map, so you can hack the same way. And that's it. Like, they have a perk devoted to making the hacking take less time, but there's, like, it doesn't take that long to begin with, and it's so inconsequential. Bird.
It's like a seabird.
Yeah.
It's a big bird.
Sort of close. There was a gigantic, I don't even know what kind of bird. It was not a seabird.
A pterodactyl?
Yeah, it was a pterodactyl, pretty much driving at, or flying at car level. if I had been going a little bit faster, I could have hit a bird and really messed up my car. On Friday, I think. Alright, I don't want to listen to this song anymore.
It's not a good song.
No. It's no Easy Does It. Now, I ended up playing a little bit of Titanfall, because I hit the cap and reset, and you level up faster, like you get 10% more XP for every time you regenerate. Just kind of want to see what that was like, so I played a few matches after I'd start over, but I mostly played Infamous and Luftrausers, neither of which I can really talk about right now.
Okay.
So we gotta record some stuff with those, I guess. Yeah.
I gotta go in and fix bugs.
Mm. So have you let people in?
We started letting some people in, like a little Alexis in. Of course, we started letting people in. We forgot to flip the DNS stuff, so everything was just broken. Ah. Okay, come on in. Oh shit.
Yeah, yeah.
We forgot. But yeah, we're now. You know, I kind of want to go through like a month of having some people in and see what they build through it. See what the pain points are.
Mm.
I had one guy send me an email, and I wanted to get in. I let him in. I'm pretty sure he's using a Windows computer. I'm like, ha!
Yeah.
So, but we'll get it working. Yeah, it's still super early. But it's getting there. I mean, you saw the concept of it.
Yeah.
Like, you can build stuff on the fly.
Yeah, that still looks cool. I just don't know any CSS and don't know enough HTML to dangerous, so I just look at it and go like,
yep. Yeah, it's a dev tool.
Do you think it would be a good way to learn some CSS?
You know, it's actually the kind of perfect beginner tool, I would say. You know, obviously you still got to learn the things separate from this.
Yeah.
But if all you have done is like edit a single HTML page,
mm-hmm.
and you want to learn how a sort of dynamic system works, like this is the easiest possible dynamic system that could exist. Because there's nothing other than the template there.
Right.
You know, most stuff you've got to, like when you want to build a form like the way we did, you'd have to create the stuff in the database, then you'd have to like actually wire up the form to, you know, the database through your scripting code. And now it's basically just like, alright, look, here, we'll take care of all the forms. Here's your data on the page. All you gotta do is make it look good.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Yeah, that'll be the curious thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you building a tool for yourself, or, you know, how many of you are there? We'll see. I need it.
Yeah.
So then when that shitty client, Rich Gallup, comes, it's like...
So now that you have people in there, are you holding off on pushing updates to them as like an additional step?
No, so
now, or are they getting everything as you're doing it?
The cool part about the system is because it's just JavaScript on a single, like, CMS.html page, nobody actually needs to update.
Oh, okay.
So we just push out fixes, and they kind of get them, which doesn't exist in a normal system. They normally have to be like, oh, upgrade.
Pull the updates. Yeah.
And we'll eventually have some sort of versioning, you know, once we start working into some larger level feature thing,
right.
But it's like if somebody requests a widget and they're like, hey, I really want this in here, and we're like, oh, that's a good idea. We can just put it in, push it out, and then everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Like, they don't need to do anything. It just works.
But, like, if people are going to make super custom things that might break if you update, then you probably want to make sure that they don't automatically get your updates. Right.
Yeah, but we're not... Most of the way that we actually build it is not... It's pretty graceful in how it does that stuff. I mean, we're changing... It's not like dealing with like database migrations and things like that that we had before.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, you know, if I update this and push this code, this guy's stuff gets broken. It's like, no, the widget just changed, you know, a little bit the way that it does stuff. As long as the storage side doesn't change, that's fine. What's the deal with Lauryn Hill these days? Is she, like, just nuts?
She was in jail for tax evasion for a while. I don't know if she still is. And she put out a couple of songs last year, I want to say.
Yeah.
But it was because she was had dealing with this tax evasion stuff.
There was, like, one on there that was, I remember, like, kind of bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, she kind of fell off the face of the earth for a while, like, had a kid.
Strange.
The whole Fuji's
lineup is strange.
Yeah.
Like, it is a completely just...
Somehow Proswell came out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you don't hear about him, but maybe that's for the best.
But it's strange because you're like... You know, obviously the Fuji's were a big thing. But when they broke up and started making their solo albums, everybody was like, oh, holy shit. Like, they all did good work.
Yeah.
You know, coming out of it. And you felt like, oh, this is, you've got, these people will be around.
Yeah. Like, I was like, Wyclef was running for office in Haiti.
Yeah.
Supposedly embezzling a bunch of relief fund money or something. Yeah. Like, yes.
Well, I think he got the... Because he was doing all that Obama stuff.
Oh, coming out of that, he was like, let's just keep doing that. Black Eyed Peas got big, and Will I Am started doing all the stuff that Wyclef would have been doing. Producing other people's stuff and everything. So it's GDC this week.
Alright.
I gotta check on a thing. There might be a thing tomorrow night, so we might have to
part ways for
the rest of the week or something.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, I got a hotel room down there Wednesday and Thursday night, so definitely Wednesday going down there and staying there. But Tuesday I'll figure out what the deal is. So Microsoft's having a thing, but I think we're going early. It opens to the public at some point, but I think we'll be in and out of there already by then. I'm not sure. They're showing off some of their, like, independent, like, self-published stuff. really want to hear what they're going to have to say about that. It seems like...
About what?
Like how they're handling self-publishing. Like they've talked about it a little bit, but these will be... This is kind of the first...
It's kind of been,
like, hey, these people are actually doing it, yeah. And here's the thing. Like, what are the actual barriers? Do they approve everything or not? How do they sell it? What do they have to do to their store to make it work if suddenly there's 3,000 things there and all that, which they probably won't say much about. And I guess they're talking DirectX 12 a little bit there, too. The Castlevania dude left Konami this morning or announced that he... is leaving, has left, whatever it is.
Oh yeah, what's he making?
Next
Castlevania.
Probably
clone.
Yeah, I bet it'll just be that type of Castlevania game, but without Castlevania or something.
Hey, my mom's calling.
Huh.
Hello, mother. Good. Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. I don't think so. No. She's at home. I just left there. She probably just didn't have her phone nearby or something, but I bet if you give her another ring, she'll get it. I'm not at home. Well, I'm not at home, so yeah, just if you can get her on the phone, I'm sure she'll... I don't know what her schedule's like today, but she's probably going to be around. I'm sure she can do it. You just probably need to get her, grab her. So, I did. All right. See ya. Bye, Mom. Thanks. Moms.
Yep.
When my mom's in town, I just have her do... My parents are retired,
yeah.
And there is nothing they love more than, like, performing tasks. It is the most awesome thing in the world. The two things they love doing, performing, like, tasks, mm-hmm. And my dad loves buying dinners. Just, like, will not. Like, he is...
Refuses to.
It's like a Venus flytrap. When a check gets dropped on the table, like, immediately just... grabs it up. And I've talked to him about it. His basic theory is that he's going to die anyway.
Okay.
And that this is like the best tax-free way that he can share, his funds. I think it's hilarious. What is this low-riding Ford?
They just got something in the trunk.
Yeah, like dead bodies.
Yeah, we got three bodies back here.
But I recently moved to my house. I don't know it. Like, I'm kind of handy, but mm-hmm. there are some things that I just know fucking nothing about.
Yep.
Like plumbing or electricity shit. So, my mom's owned a house for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
She likes talking to plumbers.
Yeah.
Mom, why don't you call up a plumber? Have him look into this thing.
Sure.
So, it's awesome.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I'm going to work.
Yeah.
I'm going to provide for my family. And by that, I mean put a lot of money into something that might not happen.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm, I don't know anything about plumbing or electricity, or really most things when it comes to owning a home. I could sleep there pretty good. That's about it.
You know how to, like, go to your fuse box, flip stuff
sure.
back on?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You ever put up Christmas lights?
Nope.
Never?
No.
Not a Christmas light fan?
No, not, like, outside lights, not yeah. really, yeah.
Did you get a Christmas tree?
Nope. I have not gotten a Christmas tree in a very long time.
Sound like Obi-Wan.
No, yeah, one year my mom was real busy with, like, she likes to bake and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And...
How horrible for you.
I know, it's the worst. For Christmas, like, she goes crazy just making a bunch of stuff. It's elaborate. It's pretty crazy. And one year she was so swamped with that that she was like, is it cool if we don't get a tree? And I was like, that'd be kind of like an edgy, cool thing to do, not get a Christmas tree. Yeah, let's not get a Christmas tree. And then we never got a Christmas tree ever again. I've never had one since.
Nicole loves holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, adores them. So I think to her, when we actually bought a house, the bigger win was that now she could celebrate holidays.
Like the right way?
Yeah.
Like actual decoration?
Because it's, you know, when you're doing it in an apartment.
Yeah, you don't really do so much.
Exactly. So now she can, get the tree, have some long hair. Girl or guy? Girl or guy?
Girl.
Totally a girl. Strange. I would have guessed a guy.
Yeah.
That was long hair.
Real long.
Could have climbed a small tower.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to Christmas tree stuff. I just, you know.
Yes, I didn't. It's not like I set them up for Nicole was right. I was just sitting there like, I really need to spruce the apartment up. Make it look good. Dude, two dogs. Very different than one dog.
Yeah, what's it like having two dogs?
Busy.
Mm.
Nicole's already, like, very worried that dog A is, like, now feels replaced.
Yeah.
You know, by dog B. The good part is she is super easygoing and seems very easy to train.
Mm.
So we haven't had any accidents in the house yet. We just kind of open the door. She runs out and goes. We took her out. We took her out to Dillon Beach, where they let you have your dogs off leash.
Yeah. And didn't just take off and immediately start running away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just kind of chilled out with us, so it was a good time. Chat. My mom got in the way of bridge questions, so we may as well do them
yeah.
now. We can do some bridge questions now. We've got a link here. We'll load them up.
So are you trying to, like, very carefully make sure you're showing plenty of attention to dog A?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure he could tell. You know. He's just like, what the fuck? Are you really fucking doing this to me right now?
Yeah.
Dave, do you call your mom mother all the time? Please tell me you call her mother and not like mom. I would love it. No, I just kind of, I like to give my mom a different greeting every time, just to, like, keep her on edge,
yeah,
you know?
You gotta yeah. guess.
So sometimes it's, you know, mother, sometimes it's ma. Never use her name, but,
yeah.
Sometimes it's just parental unit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Will the last Canadians ever rain again? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Ian and I have a different game that we've been running that's been pretty awesome. We've been kind of talking about that stuff, but who knows. What are your feelings about Double Fine's Amnesia Fortnite with Pendleton Ward? Would you do an unfinished for any of those prototypes?
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't really been following it. I don't really know what the games were this time.
Here, this one seems timely. What are the GDC plans this year?
We're going to see some stuff. We're going to talk to some people and put some things up on the site. We're currently looking at having live shows on Wednesday and Thursday night. That is the current plan. Perhaps a guest on the podcast today. Because people are starting to get into town. Yesterday and today, Patrick's in town. He got in Saturday, so he'll be around. But yeah, it's, you know, there, we've got a couple of appointments to see games, but it's not really a thing for games. So we'll play it by ear, see what happens.
What is the thing you don't enjoy about owning a new dog? Do you believe in neutering? Also, have a nice day. Yes, I believe in neutering. Bob Barker taught me well.
Yeah.
My dog came spayed already. My first dog did come neutered. The parts that I don't enjoy about owning a new dog, it's probably there are all these basic commands that you've already taught it, you know, like your old dog,
mm-hmm.
that you take for granted. Probably the number one one is stay. So it's just like, dude, just chill out.
Yeah,
I'll be
yeah.
right back. Like, you can stay on the couch and, like, you know, chill. I'm just going to get a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Is there a reason views and on videos and articles aren't serviced on the site?
It's not particularly interesting. I don't know.
Agreed.
Most sites don't show that stuff, yeah. It seems.
How can Mario breathe underwater?
He's not human.
There are bits that just say, holy shit, this Royal Rumble PAX East panel.
Yeah.
Somebody says, are you going to bring your BGCW entrance for the Royal Rumble?
I don't know.
Bring a hardcore belt.
I'd have to go watch that and see what's up with it these days. I saw it a couple times, but I don't know if I've seen the entrance.
I'm thinking wife beater.
Yeah.
Like you just... No, I got to get into a character.
I got some ideas.
Yeah.
I got some ideas. That'll be a real dumb panel.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those things where you're going to have a lot of people talking like wrestling tough,
uh-huh.
but no one's going to want to be a good guy. So it's just going to be a bunch of people cutting.
Yeah.
Poor promos.
That's probably true.
Where they are all attempting to be a bad guy.
Are you gonna have a hype man?
Because it's way more fun. I don't know.
This is PAX East.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed. I didn't feel bad about missing PAX East, but
until right now.
Yeah. Because I totally would have been your hype man.
Yeah.
I would have loved it. I would have brought, we would have had, like, a giant, like, staff banner. Like,
just wave back.
In front. You would be, like, from the United Country of Gersmanistan or something. I would just play, like, a local, like one of the local residents of that country with a mustache and like some sunglasses.
Yeah.
Like probably a suit.
Right, a suit, sunglasses, yeah.
You know?
some kind of devious looking facial yeah. hair.
Just carried like a prop gun on my side.
It's well timed to the launch of the WWE Network because there are a lot of good moments you can go back and look at and go like, yeah, something like that. That's what I need to be doing. I'm way more interested in that part of it than actually playing the game.
Do you judge people who drink with straws? Do you have a thing against straws? Not a big straw user?
No, I think straws are fine. I prefer straws.
Where is the straw rumor coming from?
I think I'm more equipped to judge people that don't use straws in, like, fast food cups.
Oh, and they take them off?
They take them off and just drink right out of it. It's like, what?
I don't... Drinking with ice is normally a bad idea.
I hate that, yeah.
You just
totally.
Get super, just frozen lip.
Mm-hmm. You have ice cubes banging off your teeth. Yeah. That just sucks.
Oh, it's terrible.
But at the same time, if someone were drinking, like... a beer with a straw, I'd be like, you're weird. Fuck you.
Go sit with the mustache people.
Terrifying sci-fi thriller, The Mustache People. You will believe in The Mustache People.
From Gersmanistan. Fresh Print stuff was so weird.
Yep.
Like when you look back at it. Do you think he will ever put out anything again?
Yeah, totally.
You think it'll be with his kid?
Oh, God. Kids? Probably will be one.
Yeah. It'll be with one of them.
Yeah. That'll be the thing that gets him. Because it's been a while. It's been like 45 Men in Black? 5 years. No. He put out an album way more recently than that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What did he put out for?
Just a rap album. Like, here you go. Like, not necessarily...
Tied to a movie? Really? Yeah. I don't remember that. What were the hits off of it?
Like, that's the thing.
No.
Six years, maybe? 7 years? Something like that?
The last thing that I remember is the Men in Black stuff. I never even saw that Men in Black 3 movie.
Yeah, same here.
Was he in it?
Yeah.
I don't know when it happened, but, like, Will Smith kind of turned. Like, I'm just not interested. It's now, to me, like, a mark of, like, bad quality.
Do you feel like Tom Cruise went through a similar...
Tom Cruise, I feel, his stuff will normally be okay. Like, I think Tom Cruise is just weird.
Yeah.
But I think he's at least kind of, like, aware of it. So, like, when he did, like, all that Tropic Thunder stuff.
Right.
You know, it's like... He still seems capable of putting out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be... the best thing in the world, but it will be a blockbuster, you know, and nothing beyond that.
I don't know. Did you see Jack Reacher?
I did not see.
I have not either, yeah. But I kind of want to.
Yeah. No, I do too.
What was that other? Was Oblivion? Was he in that? Was that him?
He was in Oblivion. I saw that, and that was like a blockbuster. It was perfectly fun. An interesting premise. Wasn't the best movie I'd seen. It was kind of Matrix-y, you know, in a weird way.
Yeah.
Like, what's the, what's reality, what's going on?
Wait, is Oblivion the one where he's, he flies Freeman. The ship? No, okay.
It's the one, yes, with, yeah, Morgan Freeman, yeah, where it's like on the planet.
It's like, yeah, him and the woman.
Yes.
Okay, I ended up actually, I did see that, yeah, relatively recently.
It was fine.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I think my top Tom Cruise moment is
Magnolia.
No. Yeah, maybe. But
it's pretty good.
But really, when it comes to just like, this is a fucking awesome movie and Tom Cruise is in it and Tom Cruise is awesome in it, it's probably like Mission Impossible 1.
Mission Impossible 1's a good movie.
Though actually, I really liked Ghost Protocol.
Okay.
But it's like kind of, it's like a little corny, but.
And all the, yeah, those are all carnal. I like Search and Destroy, Tom Cruise. I think Tom Cruise is fine. I read a couple Scientology kind of, I don't know, explain books. Mm-hmm. You know, like, here's what Scientology really is. And they were pretty, it sounded pretty wild on that side of stuff with, yeah, him. And not necessarily, like, his fault so much as, like, he's just a person with an ego and anybody with an ego that large can be manipulated in,
sure,
kind of a way.
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff. What was the, there was the big book that came out like relatively recently, right?
I read that one.
Yeah.
There are a couple of them. I find that whole thing just kind of fascinating.
Yeah, totally. It's like,
The best thing that I read in those books was kind of why it works with actors and stuff so much is because most of the doctrine is based on these, you know, it's in a way, in a large way, kind of replacement for therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And the replacement that they've kind of figured out for therapy are these kind of like word game sort of methodologies. Mm. You know, when you go through these auditing processes,
right?
And what they were saying was that it's kind of perfect for actors because it's similar to things that they do.
Okay.
Like when they need to themselves practice.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely a big sort of ego filler. Like if you're, you know, you're going through these, you know, these workout sessions, they can see sort of improving, you know, and it's all bunk. But
right, but there's
a methodology
by the metrics
it,
they,
yeah,
set up.
Yeah.
It looks like you're improving. And,
yeah.
God, yeah, it's five more thetans down.
And so the interesting thing in that book was basically how that when Tom Cruise started getting into it, it was like such a big deal for the Scientology people that they shifted pretty much the entire thing kind of around him.
Yeah.
And then specifically, what their big win was that it was the first time they had a celebrity that was actually very interested in actually performing the other side of, like, he wanted to be a teacher, where everybody else was just kind of going, you know, they were going through the auditing processes,
yeah,
and getting that kind of stuff out of it. But he was the first one where he was like, no, I want to
help
other people.
Yeah.
And so then it was basically how they constructed these environments and specifically tried to find the right person who could be his first, you know. And since then, that kid, who at the time was a kid, has kind of come out and sort of discussed all of it. Huh. And there's nothing, like, weird or, you know, it's just, yeah, I was picked for this. Yeah. They wanted me to do this kind of stuff. It's very weird. But I loved, the thing that I loved about it the most was basically that because the guy was a sci-fi author, he was kind of the perfect guy to come up with terminology. Like, that's what Scientology is best at.
Yeah.
It just invented, like all this grammar. That, yeah. So it's like, oh, you're a clear, or you're a pre-clear, or you're like, it's just all this kind of stuff that he actually changed the kind of meaning of words in the way that you think of them. Which I don't know, I just kind of thought that was cool.
Yeah.
In a creepy way.
Yeah, yeah. It would be cool to have invented all that stuff. Less cool to dump a bunch of money into that shit. Like some of the videos,
they're nuts.
Like of Tom Cruise just saying, like, it works. Yeah. The technology works. Yeah. You need to use the technology.
Yeah, the tech.
Gotta use the tech. OT level 5. Yeah. I occasionally, there's someone a block away from me that must be a Scientologist or must have given them money at some point or something because they get pamphlets and stuff. And occasionally, like, I get the mail delivered from one street over and it's usually just junk, so I don't bring it over. But it's like, it was literally like Sea Org, like boat party, come on out. Like, we're having our big gala, you should totally attend. I'm looking at this thing going like, I could totally infiltrate. Yeah. This is like, what? And reading it is insane. Yeah. Like, that's the thing, is you look at it, like it's super impressive that there's this language that's been built up around it. But when you read it and, like, take it out, like, for what it actually is, as people going, like, no, this is real. Like, this isn't insane fantasy. This isn't some fucking sci-fi nonsense. This is, there's people going, like, you gotta use the technology and get clear and, like, fuck.
Well, it's like anything else. It preys upon people that are, you know, have some need in their life.
Sure.
Yeah, super strange. But fascinating.
Yeah.
I love reading about it. Mm-hmm. I love that they basically, like, bought an entire town in Florida and did it kind of on the sly, buying building by building at a time. Yeah. I think it's called, like, Clearwater or something. So strange. All right, Jeff.
All right.
Tell Patrick I said hi.
I will.
Maybe I'll see if I can sneak out and I'll walk down there or something. I'd love to see him. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Oh, he's got a schedule booked, so check with me because he might not actually be there.
All right. I'm sure he'll be out with the... I'll ask Alexis.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Alexis will be drinking with him at some point. All right. Thanks for the ride.
Yep.
Are you podcasting tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
See ya. Alright. Oh my god, I'm just gonna get back in traffic this way. Whoop. And we're off. Thank you. very deliberately not turning here where I turned before. Maybe today's the day where everything will line up and we can break the law. Go the wrong way down a one-way street. Try and get out of the office after that podcast, get home and try and get a haircut. I was going to get one over the weekend, totally blew it. It's one of those things where it was like really sunny outside and I'm like, oh, I got plenty of time. It's like, no, it's 5 o'clock and it's Sunday, so the haircut in place closes at 5 o'clock. Or six or whatever it was, but QR code on the side of this building. It's a very cyberpunk future. What could it mean? Hang on, let me get my phone out now. That's how they win. Precursor to a crime. Cut off the truck, force it to slam on its brakes, and then take it. Take the armored car. That's a lot of dogs. Tricky intersection, because sometimes these guys are turning and that takes forever. Okay, one of these guys will have to be turning right and they'll block the intersection. I'll zip past them, get in that right lane, bust down that alley. Yeah. This is going down. Let's see what's up with this alley. Slow up. Get a look. Down here. Oh, we got this. Got this. Oh, I'm still out here though. I gotta get in the alley. Gotta duck in the alley before anyone sees. Alright. Totally. Classic. Totally did that. I'll see you guys later. See how much faster that was? See you later.